Grant Hill joining Doug and Wolf here on Sports 620 KTAR. And Grant knows us well enough to know that there's no way possibly he could possibly be prepared for whatever's coming first. Grant, what's your favorite hotel on the Strip in Vegas?
My favorite hotel on the Strip in Vegas?
Yeah, on the Strip.
You know what? I went with Nash this year for New Year's. We stayed at the Mandarin Oriental. It's a new city center.
Yeah.
Really?
That was pretty nice.
Now, Grant, would you classify yourself as a Vegas guy? You know, and you know what I'm talking about. Do you enjoy Vegas?
Do I enjoy Vegas?
Yes.
Vegas is cool. I like the energy of Vegas. I'm not a big gambler.
Right.
But, it's always good to go to the Strip and good restaurants and shows. I can do Vegas.
Have you gone to see Celine Dion?
Oh,
that's
no.
The question,
oh,
Grant.
No.
Have I seen Celine Dion?
Yes.
You know what? My wife actually performed at a show where she opened for Celine. Not in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a long time ago. Actually, we were dating. So that was a minute ago. But I think that was – I was really impressed with, like – I mean, she was unbelievable, Celine Dion live. And, so my wife – constantly gives her props. You know, she is Canadian. Both of them are. So, I never made it to a show in Vegas.
Well, we have to know this since your wife's Canadian. Wolf has been going off today about how proud he is that his wife did not play hockey.
Yeah.
Did your wife play hockey?
No, she didn't play hockey. But you know, it was funny. Last night we were talking about how when Team USA beat the Canadian team during our game last week, and how Steve kind of gave the thumbs down during the game. And she was talking like, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. I'm thinking, look, what do you know about hockey? Like, you know, I've never heard you ever watch, you know, mention anything about hockey or watch it. She's like, of course I know about hockey. I'm Canadian. You know, and so I'm like, okay, where you're from in Canada doesn't count. I mean, she's from Windsor. That's, in essence, Detroit. So you kind of, you know.
Grant, I'm just having a hard time. You know, I don't know if I'd want my wife, fair and noble, my warrior queen, walking in, bloody nose, no teeth, and asking me, honey, can we get out the bloody sheets for tonight? Because I had a rough game. I just, you know, there's something very unappealing about that.
I'm with you on that. But hey, you know, that's I guess the time we live in. I didn't know there was women's hockey. And I'm all for women's sports, but I was unaware of that until I started watching the Olympics. And actually, I was watching them. I was on the road. I think we were in Oklahoma City, and I'm watching the night before, and I didn't even know that it was women's hockey. And, but it's amazing. It's great. You know, hopefully my daughter's into sports. Hopefully she won't play hockey. we'll
Grant,
see to it that she does.
Ribs,
Grant Hill joining Doug and Wolf this morning on Sports 620 KTAR. Before I ask, I'm taking the answer away. Doug, we're playing the Clippers tonight.
Yes.
I know that. I know you're playing the Clippers. But I'm asking the great debate question. Even though you weren't on the team when Steve Nash got checked into the boards, do you hate the Spurs? I mean, did you walk into this thing and the first thing that everyone talked about was Spurs, Spurs, Spurs when you became a son?
You know, when I first came here, yeah. I mean, that was my first year, was the year after that incident occurred. And, the talk around town, even in the locker room, a lot of the guys that were on the team played in those games and those series. So there still was a lot of animosity towards the Spurs. I think at least in the locker room, that's died down a little bit. I think, obviously Steve and Amari and Leandro were a part of that. But that's it. You know, all the rest of us, there's a bunch of new faces. Alvin, of course, was there. But the Spurs, they haven't won in the last few years. Like, they kind of are going through a little bit of a transition period and kind of trying to find themselves. Obviously, there's a lot of respect towards that team and the franchise, but it's not like, ASU, University of Arizona, or, Duke, Carolina. I don't feel like it's that hate. I kind of sense it more with the Lakers.
Yeah.
I think that's there. I don't know if that's because it's always been there or because the Lakers have won the last few years, but I think that rivalry in my 2.5 years since I've been here has been pretty consistent. Whereas the Spurs, not quite the same, at least in my eyes.
Yeah, certainly not West Virginia Pitt, Grant. There's
Come on.
Just no doubt about that.
We don't have time for the banjo.
Talking to Grant Hill here on the Doug and Wolf Show, you got off to a 14-3 start the first 17 games of the season, as I do math, live on the air, which is very dangerous. But right now, Grant, do you think you're playing your best basketball of the year?
You know, I think we are. I really think we are. We did start off well, and then we kind of went to a stretch where we just couldn't seem to get things working. And I think we kind of rediscovered, you know, the secret or rediscovered the formula that works for us. And, I think I think it's the right time. Maybe it took all the talk of trading Amari for us to kind of bond and come together a little bit and realize, how to play the right way. I think early on, I think we benefited from arriving here early in the summer. Guys showed up in late August, and it was very hot, and guys didn't have to be here, but guys worked out, committed themselves to getting in great shape. And I think that momentum from the off season into the preseason, into the regular season, really helped us. And I think we surprised some teams. I think we kind of surprised them. People didn't know what to expect with Shaq gone. Amari sort of reemerging, coming back from an injury. A lot of new faces, the bench playing well. So I think we kind of shocked and surprised a lot of teams early on. And then teams kind of figured us out, and we kind of went through a stretch. And then we kind of, eventually turned it around a couple weeks ago and playing good basketball now at the right time. Well, we're fighting. We're fighting to get in the playoffs. And, that win in Oklahoma, we went on the road the week before the All-Star break and won some good games at Denver and in Houston. I think we're finally figuring it out. We're playing good basketball at the right time. And I think we're playing our best basketball right now, to be honest with you.
Out of the 800 million trade deadlines you've gone through, was this one more distracting than normal? Or was it just sheer bonding and everybody was happy to get through it?
It's weird. I've been through a lot, and people around town, taking my daughter to games and talking to other parents of her friends, they're all asking me all these questions as if I have all the answers. I've been around 16 years, and 70-80% of the stuff you hear about never ends up happening. So, one thing that I try to at least have the attitude is you don't worry about those things that you can control. And we're a team until something else happens. And obviously Amari went through a lot, and I'm sure it was tough for him. I think he got to a point where, I'm just going to focus on playing basketball. And yeah, it was right around that Dallas game. I think that was sort of the turning point for us this season, where we won that game. We went on the road, which I think helped. We got away from Phoenix with all the talk and all the drama. We went to Houston, New Orleans, Dallas, Denver, and then Sacramento. And that's when we really kind of bonded. We really came together. The trade talks weren't really every day. We just hung out as a team. We won, played good basketball. After the All-Star break, right before the trade deadline, we were on the road. So I think that kind of helped us. But we really did come together. And Amari was unbelievable on the court and off the court. And he's really, I'm really proud of him. He's really matured, since I've been here and since I first arrived. And he's, everybody. I mean, Amari's been great. Everybody's been awesome. And it's just a fun atmosphere to come in and play and be around these guys. You enjoy coming to work every day.
Wow, that was,
Grant,
that was deep,
man,
for Doug and Wolf.
Yeah, you are a modern marvel, man. At age 37, watching you run the floor is truly unbelievable. And thank you very much for your time this morning. God bless you. Good luck.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. And thanks. And anytime you go to Vegas, let me know.
Yeah, we are entertainment personified.
Give me your card,
yeah,
Grant.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's on you. Thank you, Grant.
It's on me. All right.
Grant Hill joining Doug and Wolf this morning. Suns Clippers tonight, 7 o'clock here on Sports 620 KTAR.